What are your thoughts on dating shows? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
For today's episode, we're talking all about dating shows, and we were inspired because both Sharon and I finished Singles Inferno, and as per usual, Vicky is behind, and she's probably not going to finish, so we'll just spoil everything for her in here, because she already knows she's going to know the results from this episode.
I will finish.
I don't think so.
What episode are you on?
Three.
Oh my god, the threes, it didn't start getting interesting until like...
I think three or four.
So Singles Inferno is basically, if you know the American franchise, Bachelor Nation or Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette. So it's basically like Korea's version of Bachelor in Paradise, where it's not just one man dating multiple women. So it's basically just like even number of women and men, I think. And then they just date around to see who likes who. And then, yeah, you get the vibes.
Yes. And then other disclaimer, so both Vicky and I don't really watch dating shows. Sharon is an avid watcher of Bachelor, and she's currently looking for a site to stream the newest season of Bachelor or Bachelorette. So if anyone out there knows the HD link to it or something, let us know, because she's really trying to stream in that new season. She's avid watcher since the last three, four, five seasons.
Yeah. My parents quit cable recently, so I can't access abc.com anymore. So if you have a link, hit me up.
Okay, but a question. Since you guys finished, how long were they on the island, Singles Inferno? 9 days?
8-9 days.
And then when do they go to paradise then? Every 2 days?
Every day after day three or day two?
Yes, I said there was one time where they all stay together on the island.
So it's an every night thing. So they spend all day doing whatever. At night they choose and then they fly out to paradise.
So the first maybe one or two, everyone had a chance to go to paradise, because if the guy chose the girl and the girl chose him back, then they were matched. And anyone else who wasn't matched, then they couldn't go. But then I think the last 3 or 4 days, it was competition-wise, where like the top three winning guys out of a game and the top three winning girls out of the game get to choose their pick. And whether you like it or not, you go with them.
Oh, shit.
It gets interesting. Wow.
It does.
So what were your guys' overall thoughts on Singles Inferno? I mean, given Vicky didn't finish, but you know.
Okay, I didn't get invested into this because I hate games. Like playing games, and this is dating show. That's why I never got into dating shows in general. It's like the concept of like, oh, one day you really like this person and then the next day you're like, oh my gosh, let me see someone else. And I don't like that. And this was really slow too. In the beginning, they were very slow at saying what they wanted, and the minimal interactions for them to claim, oh, they did this, so then I'm interested. Like at one point, I remember in episode 3, Gio was like, yeah, yesterday we talked to that, like the one that I thought was cute. I don't know his name.
Buff Puppy.
Sorry,
so Jam does not know all the names, so I nicknamed them. So Buff Puppy is the one who's very fit.
Kim Hyun Jung, I think.
Yes.
Yes, him, the tallest guy. She literally was like, yesterday we talked when we cooked rice, and then replayed the scene, and it was literally just she was talking to someone else and he made a comment, and she was like, yeah, I thought you were great. And I was like, there's nothing to go off of.
Exactly. So the first day or so, it usually goes off of looks or like what vibe you get from them, and then it has to turn into substance.
Yeah, maybe the first couple episodes is harder to get through, and then I have to continue.
Yeah,
I think the reason why I kept watching was because, one, I found one of them attractive. And two, I think he just made me, not only because he's attractive, but his personality in the entire show was just so funny that I just kept wanting to watch it for him specifically. So when I took my notes, all my notes was about him and no one else.
Who?
Oh, Sehun.
Really?
Yes. Dude, man was so funny. I think that the reason why I got hooked or invested into it was because of him, because I think he had the biggest storyline of everyone.
I'm so curious about him. Can you guys spoil him for me? Like, what is...
Can I say my thoughts, though? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, Sharon, how do you feel?
I was going to say, I won when it comes to Bachelor in Paradise, the beach one versus one guy dating like 14 girls is always better because everyone has an equal opportunity to kind of date other people, not just one, and see what they like about people. But at the same time, it's kind of unfair. But then I feel like in Singles Inferno, they made it really fair where, for example, I think after first day of paradise, the next day you couldn't go with the same person that you went with the night before. So then you have options to meet other people and talk to other people, which I really like. And then there was no catty behavior and it was funny. So I liked it.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Compared to the Bachelor series franchise, I like Singles Inferno more because there's no drama. Mm-hmm. Like the girls were friends with each other and they didn't talk behind each other's back, I think, from all the episodes that I watched. Like they would get ready together or they talk about guys together, or if they knew that they had different interests, they'll be like, oh, I'll help you, things like that. And I was like, oh, that's very different from Bachelor's franchise because they get catty.
They think people will watch for the drama, but I'm like, dude, I kind of want to see people work out.
Yeah. Okay, now we could dive a little bit deeper into each character, our thoughts on it, and also some of you guys sent us questions on specific contestants. So we go through it. First one, I think this is the one that everyone had kind of like questions or feel the most intrigued by, but Gia.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe she's 23.
I think she's 1 year older than us.
I think so too. For people who don't know, there's a Korean age versus international age. So all these contestants, when they say their age, it's the Korean age, which means they add on roughly like 2 years to what we international people would consider our age. Because in Korea, once you're born, you're 1 year old. And then once there's a new year, you're already considered the age that you're turning that year. So when she said 25, technically she's like 23, 24. But I was like, she's our age essentially.
I mean, I would have guessed her to be relatively younger though.
Really? In my brain, she feels like she would be older.
No, I think I would have guessed she was like 24, 25.
I feel like their ages are pretty like the norm for dating shows. At least I watch Chinese dating shows and that's pretty much the norm.
But the idol singer dude, Sihun, he was 30.
He does not look 30.
Right?
Not at all.
So some of them I was like a little shook about.
Yeah. Same with Soyeon. She's 34. I thought she was like 27.
Yeah. She's the oldest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that she was the oldest amongst everyone.
The oldest, but not 34 oldest.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Gia.
She was my favorite, or she's my favorite on the show.
Really?
Still?
Yeah.
Can you guys tell me, because I've seen people talk about her. People are like, oh, she's really good at like dating and flirting and being mysterious. So is her personality very, how do I describe it? Like she's very hot and cold, or is she just putting on that front for men?
She just looks cold, but then she's always warm. And she's naturally a flirtatious person. Like she'll make every guy think that she likes them.
Oh.
Naturally. Very naturally.
But then the first night she was in paradise with Buff Puppy, she gave off like, oh, she's interested, but not really.
I think that's just how she is when she's in the middle of like, getting to know someone. That's just like, she's just a naturally flirtatious person. She's not going to tell you explicitly because that's just how she is. That's why I like her, because I think I want to, not that I want to be her, I want to learn her skills. Mm-hmm. But basically, she just gives us this mysterious vibes, because guys, same with girls, when you don't know completely how they feel, what the answer is, you automatically kind of have this natural attraction to them because you're like, shoot, I want to get to know you more to know how you feel about me. But in terms of someone on the show, I feel like out of everyone, I like her the most. Like her games, because I want to learn from her. Like after today, I'm never gonna shield myself with both my arms up. I'm gonna shield myself like with my arms down, because it makes you look softer and like cuter.
Okay, can we? I don't like, that was another thing that irked me. The feminist in me was like, all these girls were skinny as fuck, first of all, and they really portrayed this like, I'm weak and I need a man to save me type of thing. And I was just like, besides Soyeon, everyone else is just like, oh my god, I don't like that.
Okay, maybe also first two episodes, but I didn't feel that way with most of them. Like, yes, maybe they were soft spoken, but I didn't feel like they seemed like they needed help or like very soft.
But you know what I mean by like that? It's not like they always need help. It's just like it's the typical Korean standard.
It's just because they're small.
Yeah, they're very, very small. Who ends up with who? Because I have no idea what happens after episode 3.
Jia ends up with Kim Hyunjung, the buff guy. And then Yewon ends up with Junsik, the guy who literally never spoke.
Oh, okay. The one that she wanted to be with.
Yes.
I kind of liked her a lot because she was very forward.
She was my favorite person from the beginning. Okay, apart from Soyeon, like, she was my favorite from the beginning because I think she's so pretty. And then her personality, she's like bro girl, but also she's like a girl girl. And she's like super funny. And I just think the show didn't highlight her personality at all, unfortunately. So
yeah, it was because she was too... She was very nice.
Yeah.
Like, she had that one person, which is Junsik, the entire time. And I feel like they just naturally ended up talking to each other because everyone else was interested in each other. And they were just so calm that there's nothing to highlight about them.
Yeah, it was just smooth sailing for them. Because I remember when she didn't get to go to Paradise, she was so nice during the whole time. She would talk to the boys and like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, she was the one driving the conversation the whole time they were there because they were all upset they couldn't get Gia or whoever they wanted. And so I was like, oh my gosh, she's so nice. And then when the girls came back, they all like, oh, we missed you and like things like that. I was like, that's so cute.
She reminds me of Sharon.
Oh.
Such a compliment. She's like, it's like a ambivert thing. Like, she could be very extroverted, but she could be very introverted is the vibes that I got from her.
Yeah. And she also asks questions, but also the part where she was giving, was it Soyeon advice or something? Or whatever she gives people advice. I feel like that's very Sharon.
Yeah.
My favorite scene of her was when all the girls decided to have like a speed round dating with the new guy, the guy with the sleeves or the guy with the tattoo. Yeah. And she was like so funny and like naturally flirty. But then even towards the end, someone was like, oh, your time's up. And she was like, oh my God, I'm not done convincing him yet or something. But it was like super cute. Yeah. And he was definitely vibing with her. And I thought he was going to pick her. By the time he went to talk to Soyeon, all he talked about to Soyeon was Yewon. And then he picked Jia. And then I was just like, what?
See, all these guys really like Gia.
It's because Gia is very mysterious and they all just want to know if they can be the person who like peels her layers. Because imagine, like, maybe given a month, the guys would be very sick of it and they want a girl who's more straightforward. But technically, they only have 1 week, and especially the new guy, he only had 3 days. So for someone who just came in, at least for me, I feel like I'll be so much more interested in someone who has that mysterious side. And I want to know if I can be the person who peels those layers, if I could be the person that they show their true selves to me for.
That's true. But that's kind of sad because like all these other girls are great too.
Yeah.
They did a good job getting people with very different appearances and personalities.
Styles.
Yeah, like style and charm to them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone on the show that I'm like particularly attracted to. Maybe that's why I can't finish it.
Either girls or guys. Mm-hmm. Wait, okay, hold on. This is going off so many tangents. We didn't even answer any of the questions. Anywho, the new guy that came in with the tattoo. Yesterday, you said he was your type?
I said he was good looking. I think he was hot. But then I tried to look up spoilers so that I could know more, but I fell asleep. And I feel like the picture that I saw of him, I don't know if it just didn't do him justice, but he was not that good looking. Because I saw that spoiler on TikTok where they showed snippets of him as a dancer because he was a backup dancer. And I was like, oh my God, he's like good looking and is attractive. And then I think I briefly looked at his face in pictures and I was like, he's kind of old.
I mean, first of all, he's 30, I think. So there's that. But I also think he's attractive because of his charisma and when he dances. Mm. Not really like his face.
I feel like also when you don't know somebody, it's very hard to just go based off pictures. Like, you have to kind of see them moving.
That's true.
But then I was just like, does Vicky actually think he's attractive or does she only think he's attractive because this man has tattoos?
Okay, I think
the tattoos added on.
He's good looking to me, but I would never be like obsessed because he looks too old for me. And I don't like his body. It's too perfect.
Mm.
I didn't like Kim, whatever, Buff Puppy's body either.
Literally, he came in and I liked his face because it's cute. It looks like a nice face.
Yeah.
Then it panned to the shirtless scenes later. I was like, no. Nope. It just dropped the points for me.
There's no sex appeal to that for me.
Yeah, me either. Sharon's like, what the fuck?
Can we wait, who ends up with who?
Oh, yeah. So Sehun ends up with Jiyeon.
Sehun is the one you don't like, and Jiyeon is the girl in the white dress who looks very pure.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. No, okay. It's interesting because of what happens in the middle, but we'll get to that.
What about Jin-taek?
Oh, Soyeon.
Yeah. Oh. What about Idol Dude?
No one.
He also went after Jia, but Jia didn't choose him.
So he's the one that didn't have anybody at the end?
Him, tattoo guy, and then the two girls that came in the latest didn't end up with anyone.
There's two girls that come in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't see anything about that.
So in the end, there's six girls, six guys.
Oh. Why would they do that?
Because they want to balance it out and probably throw in some factors because to like stir the pot up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I also thought the two girls that came in later was like a big disadvantage to them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And they came in at like day four.
Yeah. I think if they were there earlier, maybe things would have been different.
Yeah.
I like the gamer girl though. She was funny.
The gamer girl?
Yeah. It was so fun.
She's one of the new girls. Dude, most of my favorite scenes is with Sehun in it because one, he's my favorite, but two, that man, he was just born to be roasted. Like, I think that's why I liked him so much. He just carried the show for me because he's so funny. But when the gamer girl and him first met, they went on this like yacht date and they're just so opposite. And then they were talking about what they liked. And then she's like, oh, I like to game, like video games. He's like, huh? And he asks, oh, are you ranked or whatever? And she says, I'm a plait, P-L-A-I-T. And Sehun goes, yo plait? And then she like, oh, so he tried to change the topic. And he's like, oh, what music do you like? And she's like, hip hop. And he's like, huh? Hip hop? I never listened to it. Like his face was just genuine shock because they had nothing in common.
But I like that date because you know how usually if you don't find anything in common, people might make it awkward or like it's just like a bad date. But then they just had fun with their differences. And then he was like, oh, I'll make an effort to learn about games. And then when he got back, he was asking the other guys like, what's play? What's this? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I thought they were going to like try something, especially because the two girls that came in were interested in Sehun and then just ended up choosing Jiyeon.
Okay, two comments. I think Sehun just a naturally very good conversationalist. Yes. He knows how to make a person comfortable. So it's very easily drawn to him. Because like in the first episode when he was cooking, Soyeon, he was like drawn to him. I think he just has that natural charisma. Mm-hmm. And then I remember when he picked Jiyeon again and I was like, what the heck? Are you stupid? But then come to think about it, maybe I'm biased. But it's just like they really only have a week, right? And I think initially, maybe because he just seems so like persistent and it almost comes off as like perhaps annoying because she's not interested. But then if you think about it, it's only a week. And I think he really wants to show that he's genuine and he's sincere about it. So even though he knows he has these two other choices, he was just like, I still want to give this my best shot because even if I don't get the results I want, at least I know I've tried my best. Which I kind of get what he was going for. And it worked out in the end.
Yeah.
But I could see how like it was kind of like annoying in the beginning and felt very bad to the two other girls.
Yeah. What is his career?
He's a culinary chef. He owns a restaurant in Gangnam.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah.
I feel like Sehun put me through a roller coaster the entire time because I really liked him after the first episode because he was taking charge of the kitchen and he was most attentive, fixing someone's apron or like getting them water, very like things that will make a girl flutter kind of thing. And then yeah, he was pursuing Jiyeon and then every now and then he'd be like, I'm the type of person who I won't take no for an answer and I'll keep going. And then I was like, And then when Jiyeon was like not reciprocating because they were visibly uncomfortable in the same area together, that's when I was like, okay, you should back off. And then he didn't. So I was like, what are you doing? But then towards the end, when they went on their last date, I was surprised that Jiyeon ended up reciprocating. But then she also mentioned she processed things slow. And then I think their last date was like one of my favorites. The fact that she cried and he was so good at like consoling her and saying, I'm sorry that I put you through that. He's a very good communicator for the most part. And he's a good person. So I think at the end, I was just like, I'm going to stay neutral about you because you're funny. And I think you're a good person. Just sometimes does things, you know, questionable. But also it's like a dating show and it's very easy to portray someone a certain way. So like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the commenters said it, but a lot of these people are really good looking, so they aren't used to taking no for an answer. So I think when Sehun took no for an answer for the first time, he's like, this has never happened to me before. So he's almost like, maybe if I try harder, it'll be okay. But he doesn't quite understand that if the person likes you, then they will think that your efforts are cute or is worth it. But if they don't like you, they're gonna find you annoying. Because I think he just never been through that, so he didn't understand that concept.
One of the comments that we got on our Instagram post was like, he gives off very stalkerish vibes, like he can't take no for an answer. And so far, up until like episode 3, I was like, yeah, he does give off that vibe when he's like, he like fell in deep and then just like that's all he can set his eyes on and he didn't care about anything else. And I was like, not good first impressions for me. Didn't like him. Still don't like him.
Do you wonder though if it's because eventually it was obvious that Sihoon and Jintaek were not interested in her anymore?
Maybe.
Perhaps. I feel like that's kind of what happened with Red Dress and her companion. Because I feel like no one else, like I said, no one else was kind of like interested in them. So they just naturally got
together. She chose him from the beginning.
Yeah, she did. And he didn't choose her. Yeah.
Do you think she chose him because everyone else was chosen?
The first day, no.
Yeah, from the very beginning, that was who she was interested in, but he never reciprocated.
Yes. But then I think she would have been down to get to know the tattoo guy, but then given he came in so late and then Chia, like it just never happened.
Yeah. So at the end, they just like get to continue dating, right? It's not like they get married or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They just leave to date. And then I like quick stalked all of their Instagrams, but then there was nothing. So I have no idea if they're like, still together.
Dating.
Me too.
Yeah. You know who's my favorite? You want to guess after watching till episode 3?
Girl or guy?
Guy.
Jintaek.
Yeah.
He's that straightforward that I like. He didn't play games. Maybe later he did because I've seen that he chose someone else. But then the fact that he was like, you're the only person that I am interested in. And like he made the initiative to go find her at her cabin and was like, I just want to talk to you and get to know you. Like that type of straightforwardness where he's like confident in what he wants. I was like, wow, that's very attractive.
See, that was a turning point for me too. And then I think he put me in a roller coaster because I was like, I don't like you. Because I just, first impression, not my physical attraction type of thing, like completely opposite. So I didn't really pay attention to him. And then after the first day, I was like, oh, he's actually like really like, you know, straightforward. He's dedicated and stuff. And went on to the second day and I was like, wait a minute.
Who did he choose after that?
Jeon?
Yeah.
So after that date, they seem interested in each other. And then I kind of forgot what happens with him afterwards. But there was one thing that was a buff puppy that said was like, Jintaek says things that you want to hear or something along the lines of that. And then after that, I think it was that when I just started to not like him more. Because as much as maybe he is truthful about some things, it's like, to what extent is he truthful about those things?
I think he turned out to be very different than what I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be like cocky, all the girls are after me kind of thing. But then he knows how to speak. Soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he seems like a sweet smooth guy. Talker. Yeah. But then I know the whole Jeon thing. He seemed kind of cold to Soyeon after. So I wasn't sure if he was like, oh, I didn't think I would like Jeon, but I actually do. But he was still trying to like not say that to Soyeon. So I don't know if that just didn't make him look good. But I know a lot of people didn't like him.
Yeah,
a lot.
I saw a lot of controversies where it's like, why would you say that you only cared about Soyeon and then the next date you'd like chose someone else?
The thing is, it's a dating show.
Yeah,
things change, and so I get why people are saying that, but I'm like, he wasn't that bad, you guys.
Yeah. And also at the end when Soyeon was like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm like, I can't be, or she said something where I was like, does that mean she's not interested? Because she was like, oh, I'm older than you, so I'm sorry. And it sounded kind of like, oh, I don't want to pursue this anymore because you're younger than me. Because she said she didn't like younger men. But he like didn't really react to that. And so I couldn't tell if she was saying it as, oh, I'm sorry you have to find out that I'm older than you, or like, I'm sorry I'm not interested. So then I was like, it kind of makes sense that he like would try to see someone else if they're interested, because she kind of age mattered to her.
I think one dating show And it was like first 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. And because Soyeon didn't reciprocate right away, and like what Vicky said, she didn't seem like she was super interested even after the Paradise date. So then isn't that natural for him to consider other options? And this was actually a question that came in, was like our thoughts on Jintaek and Jia, because like you said, more people are kind of like ticked off by Jintaek kind of pursuing two girls. But in reality, Jia has done the same. Mm-hmm. If anything, I think what Jia did was quote unquote worse than Jintaek, because she really like looped Buff Puppy in and the other guy in. But then people don't see as much because I think just double standards, like she's a girl. Mm-hmm.
There's definitely double standards, because you know how I said, oh, Chia will make it seem like she likes you, but she's like saying very similar, not similar, but like, oh, I'm really comfortable with you, or like, oh, you're sexy and like blah, blah. So then leading them on kind of. So she's just not getting as much backlash as Jintaek, maybe because people are saying, oh, but she's just like that.
Yeah.
But I think also just everyone remember, like, it's a dating show. Not everything we see is the truth. You know, there's so many scenes that get cut out. And sometimes because they want to build a story about a certain character, they got to portray a certain character a certain way, because that brings more attention to the show.
Yeah.
See, and also, I feel like you should be allowed to, like, play around in a dating show, because you never know who you, like, make a connection with if you don't give everyone a try.
Mm-hmm. On that note, would you ever go on a dating show? And I feel like this is one of the biggest reasons why I wouldn't, because you think you're going to be a certain type of way, but it's just reality TV. So like, yeah, I don't know that I would.
I 100% would not.
I would do it if I was super confident, because I feel like it would just be fun. Mm. But the thing is, maybe I wouldn't join a dating show like Bachelor in Paradise. I feel like I wouldn't join the American ones. I don't even know about Singles Inferno, but the dating show I would want to join is this Chinese dating show. It's called Fei Chen Wu Yao. If you guys are Chinese, you guys probably know it. But it's basically a guy comes onto his show and there's like 24 girls, and then you just go around, you get to kind of like know the guy, whatever. But I think the show itself, it doesn't get that serious, because there's three contestants in each episode, and it just seems like kind of fun time, you know?
See, I'm that person who would probably get a lot of hate, because the only reason I would get on a dating show is to get fame. You know how people are like, oh, all the people who go on Bachelors don't go on for like the guy, they just want to put their face out there? That would be me. And then the whole show, I would play what I need to play, like, oh yeah, I'll go on a date. I just like, my face is out there now.
Not gonna lie, I feel like I would, let's just say, to grow after our happy hour, I would take a sacrifice if I was confident enough. But also, I wouldn't be the catty, or I don't think I would be the catty one. I really want to be the funny one. Like, I really want to make memorable scenes like Sehun.
Mm. I would never commit to a show that makes me get engaged at the end of it. Singles Inferno, right? I get to walk out as a couple. But engaged is like a little intense. Yeah. What couple would you want them to work out from Singles Inferno?
Okay, I'm not saying I don't want them to work out, but maybe because the show was so short that I just don't feel like any of the couples really had that much of that spark to work out. Because it's only a week, you know. It's really hard to know if you really like someone or how well they will last. Mm. But just based on the show, I don't feel like it will last very long.
Yeah, I don't think any of them would last. Maybe at the top, I would say Jintaek and Soyeon.
I feel like they bounce off each other really well, but I don't know if they have, like, chemistry. Is that just me?
They're just comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is, I like Soyeon and her personality. I think she's, like, super mature. But I just feel like none of the guys were really mature enough to handle her.
I think Jintaek matches her maturity. I just still don't know if there's chemistry.
I mean, okay, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I feel like most of the conversations they had, it was always Soyeon asking questions.
I feel like he was able to be flirty with her and she's more shy, but then she would ask deeper questions to bring out that side of him.
This is just an honorable mention, but Sehun, his bandage, like, bro, his bandage was basically a regular contestant on the entire show.
Oh, when he burned his hand?
Like,
dude, see, I think Sehun actually was more unattractive to me than Sehun, because I feel like Sehun still, when it came to other people, the girl might have thought he was leading him on, but he was still very good at conversation. Versus Sehun, lack of eye contact all the time, besides Chia. He was always just like, oh, thank you for taking me out of the island. It's more like a, oh, I hated being there, not like, oh, I want to spend time with you. And then when he walked away from the girl, remember when he chose Chia at the end, but he like stopped by the girl?
Yeah.
He literally said, thank you, or something.
thank you for taking me out, or thank you for getting me
out.
Yeah,
and then I would have ended it with like a, but I'm sorry, or, you know. Yeah. But then
he just walked away.
And I was like,
see, his face matches his emotional intelligence. Even though I think he's one of the oldest, but he has a baby face, and that baby face matches his baby intelligence.
I was really excited for him, and then he disappointed me.
Is there anyone who is your most ideal type in the show?
I don't like any of them, so it's fine.
I mean, I would have ranked the tattoo guy first for Vicky.
Oh, personality-wise, too?
No, looks. Oh, you're talking personality?
I'm talking my ideal type.
Like, everything.
Yeah, everything.
I don't even know what my type is anymore, if I'm being honest. So, but do you guys have one?
I don't think there's anyone that's closest to my ideal type with looks and personality. But looks-wise, I don't think I was really attracted to anyone's personality.
Wait, not even Seon?
I like liked him and stuff, but it wasn't like so attractive that I would want to date him.
Oh.
I think we're a little bit similar, where we can't really bottle up our thoughts. Mm. We like have to get it out, which is good, but I can also see it like not being a very advantageous thing. And then I think he's an extrovert and he talks a lot. So that's why I think we're too similar. But in terms of looks, he's the one that I found the most attractive. Like even now, like I still think he's very attractive.
It literally shooks me that me and Jam's type are literally complete opposites. Mm-hmm. Like so far off the spectrum.
I like them really good boy looking, but their personality has to be like a little bit bad. Mm-hmm. Where Vicky likes some very bad boy looking, but their personality has to be like very good, like silk.
Yeah. I definitely have a looks type among them.
Wait, is it Buff Puppy?
Yes, sir.
See, I feel like you like them defined and buff. Because you go to the gym. Not like I don't go to the gym, but you enjoy the gym. So you enjoy that progress, that like hard work.
I'm talking about his face. But I mean, his body works too, I guess. He's on the threshold of like, he doesn't look like a bodybuilder. So I'm okay. He just has a really, really defined body. But then I'm talking about when it comes to his face. I wouldn't say he's my ideal type, but his face is what I would go for.
Because he doesn't look like a zaddy.
He doesn't look like a zaddy, I'll agree, but he is hot.
I thought he was cute.
No, dude. When he walks out wearing like the button up kind of, but he like rolls his sleeves up and then he has broad shoulders. So it's like a little bit tight. And then he's like built like a triangle. And I'm like, he looks good.
Anyways, thank you for listening. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.